Yes, Pitcher the Homeless is an organization that was founded and run by homeless people.
What's your name?
John Jones. I'm just a volunteer of the Civil Rights Committee.
And what is the purpose of it?
The purpose of it is that people can come to and hopefully get themselves back on track, you know, such as use it for a mailing address so that they can get like birth certificates and any information that they might need that they don't have anymore. If they're applying for welfare, they can get their important papers there. They can receive phone calls. They can make phone calls at the office here. So we kind of provide a space for them, but we don't do much for them. We basically try and get them to do it for themselves.
Let me ask you a question, Hal. There's been a lot of police roundups of homeless people in the Madison Square Garden area for this convention. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, what we've heard is that a lot of people have been forcefully moved out of that area. Pitcher the Homeless has filed lawsuits in the past, which was settled by the city, that they would not harass homeless people in public areas. So what we know from now is basically that they've been still doing that, even though they settled out of court with us that they wouldn't do it anymore.
Now, how did the Republican policies of the Republican Party affect homeless people in New York City?
Well, we think that the policies of the Republicans since George Bush has been in office, the homeless population has gotten bigger. So, you know, we think that that's definitely a proof of an effect on the homeless population.
Great. Thank you very much. Anything you want to add?
Only that I think that they should use the policies that are on the books in the welfare reform, not policies that they think of in their heads.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well,